The walk to end Alzheimer's was set to go, and then the lightning came.
We had everything laid out. It was our very first time to have it at Guthrie Green. We were so excited. We had folks who were, we had a large number of folks who had already registered. We were expecting another huge bump on registration that day, but because of the weather, people just, they didn't come. And even if they had come, there wasn't anything for them to do. We all sort of stood there and tried to stay dry and stay out of the path of the lightning. And we got to a point where it was just not feasible for us to have the walk. So we actually couldn't even have the event on that day.
So now where does that leave you with your goal this year?
It left us with a gap to get to our goal. And usually there's dollars that come in on the day of that weren't realized. And there's also post-event fundraising that takes place. And the weather did take away some of that momentum that we have. And so we need to make up some ground. And so it's important for us to be able to do that, because the dollars that are raised for this event, it goes to fund research. It goes to help us here at the Oklahoma chapter on how we're able to provide care and support for the families who need our help. And so we're diligent. We want to get to our goal, and we need the help of the community to get us there.
I know you guys have some incentives right now to help get people motivated to really work together as a community to reach that goal.
The incentive is so cool. It's so exciting because of what it could mean for folks and how it affects them, not only from raising the dollars to help us move to where we need to go, but there's a chance for them to win an incredible prize. So basically, everybody who raises $100 by the end of September, by September 30th, everybody who raises $100 is entered into a drawing for a $1,000 gift card to Quick Trip. And when you look in, you see, dollars about $1.90 a gallon. $1,000 goes a long way. So, I mean, that's gas for many, many months. And then if you don't win the $1,000, we'll also have a $500 gift card and a $250 gift card to Quick Trip. So you can fight a global disease and also have an opportunity to win something that can have that kind of impact on you and your family. So it's $100 by the end of September, and you have a chance to win something that's absolutely fantastic.
That's awesome. Now, share the significance with everyone, the number 67. What's that all about?
Sure. Well, every 67 seconds, someone in America develops Alzheimer's disease. So they begin their journey. And right now, there's no way to cure. There's no way to slow down the progression. There's no way to stop the progression of Alzheimer's disease. It is going to lead to death. And so knowing that that so many people are developing this disease so quickly, we want to kind of frame that in what we're trying to accomplish. So if 567 Tulsans raise $67, we will hit our goal. And another incentive for that is that we hit our goal, then I'm going to dye my hair purple. So everybody wins, right? I'll look like a fool. Everyone can laugh at me. And at the same time, we'll also be taking a swing back at a disease that affects way too many Oklahomans.
All right, tell us where we need to go to get started.
First place to go is TulsaWalk.org. Just log on the internet, go on there. If you haven't registered for the walk yet, you can. And just because the walk has already happened, you can still be a registered participant in the event. And so go to TulsaWalk.org, get signed up, contact 10 friends, ask them all to give you $10 a piece, and boom, you'll have your registration. You'll have your chance to win the Quick Trip drawing. And at the very least, if we can get so many people to hit that $67 mark, we'll surpass our goal for sure.